Sandy overshadowed almost everything in New York City yesterday and put the rest of it underwater. But even with a massive storm underway, the publishing industry could not ignore another story. The merger of two of the biggest publishing houses in the business, the European conglomerates that own Random House and Penguin, reached an agreement to consolidate. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
These are two powerhouses in publishing. Random House, the biggest trade publisher in the country, has one of the hottest-selling titles ever on its list, the 50 Shades of Grey series. And Penguin, no slouch in the bestseller department either, also has this year's MacArthur Genius Grant winner, Juno Diaz, in its roster. So together, Penguin Random House, as the new company will be called, will have a hefty share of the publishing market. Stuart Applebaum, a spokesman for Random House, declined to put a value on it.
In terms of the quality of our authors, the books of theirs we treasure, you can put a dollar figure on something like that.
The sheer size of the company will make it easier to deal with the challenge of selling lower-priced e-books while continuing to bear the costs of printing traditional books. Questions have already been raised in the media about the possibility that the size of the new company will violate antitrust laws in this country. But James McQuivey of Forrester Research says that's unlikely.
No, if the antitrust regulators haven't been expecting this, it's only because they're not paying attention. And once they get into it, they'll see that this is like so many other industries that are being changed by the digital, whether we're talking music or even accounting. I mean, mergers among companies of this size have been necessary to compete.
In announcing the agreement, Marjorie Scardino, the CEO of Pearson, which owns Penguin, said together the two companies will be able to share costs and invest more for authors and readers in the world of digital books. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.